USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The number of coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, along with the people that have died. Washington State is reporting two more fatalities on Saturday, bringing the death toll to 19 nationwide. Health officials in Florida confirmed two deaths late Friday, with nearly 400 cases now reported in the United States. All that being said, Dr. Drew Pinsky tells Fox News, we do just need to calm down.
The panic is far worse than the virus. Let the professionals whose job it is to contain pandemic do their job. They're doing an amazing job. Worldwide, the efforts and the effect of the organizations like the right. CDC and the WHO has been remarkable.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders are busy campaigning this weekend as hundreds of delegates are on the line in Tuesday's primary elections. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The two candidates hoping for the Democratic nomination for president have made a pact. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders tells a crowd in Detroit, Michigan, he and Joe Biden have made a deal. Whoever loses the Democratic nomination will agree to back the winner. He says, though, he's in a better position to beat President Trump.
You cannot defeat Trump through the same old, tired politics of yesteryear.
The Michigan primary is coming up this Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Democratic-led Virginia legislature passed a new gun control bill requiring background checks for all firearm purchases. The state passed two measures on Saturday, one of them which mandates all people purchasing firearms undergo a criminal background check, and another that limits those without concealed carry permits to one gun purchase each month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
After winning at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Joey Logano followed that up with a 12th place finish at the Auto Club Speedway in Fontana, California. NASCAR continues their West Coast swing by heading to the Phoenix International Raceway this weekend. I had a chance to catch up with Logano, driver of the number 22 Pennzoil Ford, and ask him how him and his teams prepare for these West Coast road trips.
Oh man, it's a logistics nightmare, to be honest with you. It's hard to be able to, I think our main shop where we build the cars is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So being able to get cars out to the West Coast here 3 weeks in a row is very challenging for all these race teams. So a lot of work back at the shop preparing for cars, weeks in advance and sending trucks out early and swapping cars out here and there. It's tough going back and forth. It's definitely a challenge, but everyone's got to do it. So it's definitely kind of it kicks you off early in the season with a lot of work for the teams, but it ends up being something really great for the sport and coming out here and hitting these three races all at the same time. It's great for the race fan, and I think that's what it's all about. So it's fun to come out here and kick our season off strong and, try to carry that momentum through the season.
Logano qualified 14th at the Phoenix Raceway for Sunday's Fan Shield 500. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.